Hey, what's up, Five Star Nation, and anybody else who's connected to us? Thanks for tuning in. We are so glad you're here with us. This is the You Never Know Who You're Inspiring podcast with Paul Napoli and Tim Ellis. We have a special guest. Our special guest is Julia Lignetto. She is a student of Five Star Spin Boxing. She comes to us from Marcellus, New York. She's a wife, mother, daughter, my sister, and a friend to many. And she comes to us this week because she recently attended a conference in Toronto that was created and led by Rachel Hollis. Now, the conference is called Rise. And Rise is an event where women from every walk of life come together to be inspired and share stories and break out into some work groups and leave there fully energized and fully focused on working on whatever they're working on in their life. So Julie shares with us some stories from her trip and her personal experience while attending this conference. So grab a pen and paper. You might want to take some notes and enjoy. This conversation was recorded in the Five Star Spin Boxing Room with Paul Napoli, Tim Ellis, and Julie Lignetto. Here we go.
Braved coronavirus.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
And so, I'm super healthy. I'm fine.
I gotta ask, did Toronto have toilet paper? Because we are out in Syracuse. There's no more toilet paper.
I have so many jokes I want to say. Somebody who listens to our podcast loves it.
Yeah.
But this person hates my jokes, so I can't say my jokes. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
well, say your joke.
Hey, guess what?
Others might
Other
like
people's
a joke.
Opinion of
right.
you is none of
Other
your
people
business.
Might like a joke.
That was what we were supposed to talk about.
All right, knock, knock.
Who's that?
I'm just kidding. I just said that for her, so hopefully she gets it and laughs at my joke.
Don't diminish your greatness.
Thank you.
Right.
So, Julie, let's talk about why did you want to go to this conference? Let's start there.
Well, quickly, I found Rachel about 2 years ago, Rachel Hollis, and I read her book, Girl, Wash Your Face, and it struck home for me, and it was the start to the change for my life, for losing weight and changing in personal growth, which I didn't know was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that before. So when this opportunity came, there was no way I wasn't going to go and see her because she's fire.
Right.
Right. But the conference is about day one, you own your past, so you work through things that were in your past that are holding you back from becoming your true self and who you really want to be in life. And then day two is about own your present, and it's about your health. What I took from it a lot was mental health, which, I mean, I'll share with anybody. I came back from this knowing that it is time for me to get a therapist, because we all need to have that outlet of mm-hmm. talking, and we don't do that enough. We hold too much stuff in, especially women. No offense, guys, but we really hold in more than you guys ever would. Which is why this is great. Five Star is great for me because I release it through punching, but I need to release it through the words too. And sometimes it's hard to talk to
your brother.
Your brother. even your friends, and even sometimes your spouse or your partner. So that was great. I took a lot out of that. And then.
So can we talk about that right now?
Yeah.
So when you say you need to release, you know, somebody explained this to me once. Your head is like a cookie jar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you start adding cookies to it, and eventually the jar is full,
mm-hmm.
and it's full of stuff, you know, whatever it is. It's full of traumatic events. It's full of images you may have seen. It's full of stress, and eventually you lose control of your mind because it's too full. And unless
that what
it means you release
to lose it, your cookies.
Yeah, you start losing your cookies. So eventually, if you don't start
unpacking all of that,
you literally will drive yourself insane.
And you lose who you are.
Right.
Like, you lose track of who you are.
Maybe
who,
cookie jar wasn't the right.
No, I don't think it was, but that's
okay. I like it the
maybe
whole time.
Maybe jelly beans?
Marbles?
I was thinking of Reese's, but that's what I mean. Whatever you want it to be.
I think it was jelly beans. I screwed up the story. I apologize, but it's jelly beans, and you put a jelly bean. You know, is your jar is full, and the jelly beans represent everything that's happened to you in life. And unless you start taking those jelly beans out, your mind gets so full of all this traumatic stuff that you can't release it, and it is important to talk to a therapist because they have the strategies to release
absolutely
all of those things that are locked up inside you. So,
and one of the activities we did is we had to write down all of our insecurities, and I wrote things down that I didn't realize were my insecurities until I just started flowing with it. We had like 5 minutes, and then right at the end of it, she's like, okay, stand up and find a stranger. And then
wow,
you had to speak it to somebody. And then
was
doing
that easier than like talking to somebody you know?
It actually helped me because later on with the two women I went with, we carried on the conversation and it was easier to like talk about that kind of stuff because we all just went through it. And that's what I took from this is part of what I want to do is I want to give people that outlet. I'm not going to judge you for the things that you need to release. Just if you need a place to release it, release it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if therapy might be the best place to do it, I don't know yet. I went once and it was like 15 years ago. And
it wasn't an appropriate time to go.
Right.
Right.
And now I'm like, if there's things that I need to unpack, I didn't know I needed to unpack until this past weekend. Things that I thought like, you know, a lot of people, Five Star, know our story, but mm-hmm. I thought everything about Chris was going to come out. Mm-hmm. I thought everything I was going to do this weekend was unpacking traumatic things with that, and it wasn't. It was things I really never even thought about that just kept rolling out. So, yeah, that was, for the health day, I figured, for me, I need to work on my mental health.
So the 3 days you said there was what? One was perspective?
Perspective. So, life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. That's another quote that Rachel always says. Like, you might see this thing happening. Like, this thing might be happening in your life right now. Chris died. I'm just sorry to use this, but, like, when Chris died, like, back then, we were like, our world is over. Like, the perspective of it was, it's so hard to explain. What can you take out of that horrible experience and turn it into something good?
Right.
So, like, Rachel Hollis, her brother committed suicide when she was young. Mm-hmm. And this whole weekend, I personally took from this whole weekend, this is how she's changing the world. She took what happened to her and is helping women, especially because we do pack everything in and we really never release anything. And she's giving us the tools to learn how to do that.
Right.
So,
and it's hard when you talk about these different situations and both of them are unnatural ways to leave this world, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Chris's situation or suicide, they're unnatural things. So there's a lot more that goes with them. And, you know, a lot of people know our story is we've been dealing with Chris's death, not by our choice.
Right.
Forever.
For 10 years.
Right. And it comes up constant over and over again and we have no control over that.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. Right.
But
so perspective.
Perspective. And perspective, she like wanted us to think about like when we shared things with people there, like, you know, my issue might be somebody else's issue might be like, they just have a hard time being a mom. Like they just have a hard time with it. And just, I might have a great time with it, but just be the perspective of trying to accept somebody else's problems and let them release it and just not, no judging.
Right.
Don't judge anybody for
anything. That's incredible. I mean, we talk a lot about not knowing people's story. Mm-hmm. And you guys have mentioned a few times just in this podcast, you know, a lot of people know your story. You know, we know that part of your story. But what's crazy is that as much as it's out there, you go by people every single day of your life mm-hmm. that don't have a clue. And now that part of your story, talk about tragedy and deep sadness. People don't know that that's something that every single day of your life you're living with. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know you got a lot more than that, but be able to, you know, let things out like that and to, you know, also just kind of realize that everybody has a story, whether it's to that extreme tragedy or what might feel like that to them, even though it might be different. I mean, I think this is incredible.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going? Day three was own your future. So some women walk into this experience like, okay, they want to start a business or they want to have a decluttered home. Like it's all over, you know, the board of what you want out of this this experience. And for me, again, every day kept coming back to me as I need for this to own my future, to make my future dreams happen, I have to deal with mental, with my health, my mental health. So that's what I took out of it. I know other people took out of this, like, they're going, they're starting their businesses because that's how they want to live their life. Like, for me, I want to live a healthy and happy life for my girls, and that's where she came into my life. I was at a really bad place, as Tim may know. Like, I was almost 300 pounds. I was depressed, severely depressed. I didn't had no real will to do anything, right? And, you know, and then I see my children starting to have the same characteristics as me. So
you didn't like what you were seeing.
I didn't like what I was seeing.
You were looking in that mirror, and that mirror is you, and it. That's the best part about a mirror.
Yeah.
It holds you accountable, and you didn't like it.
No.
And you decided to make a change.
Right.
And I remember when you first got into that book, because you changed.
Changed, yeah. She doesn't reach everybody, but for me, it hit home real quick. And two of her quotes are the two things that stuck with me was, don't break a promise to yourself. I mean, how many times do we start something and stop? Start something and stop. Mm-hmm. So Kyle and I changed our way of eating. And after the first month, I was like, yes, we get to stop because we're only doing this for 30 days. And then he was like, we stopped for the weekend. We felt sick because we ate all the crap food again. And then that Monday, he's like, no, we're still going forward.
Crap foods is stuff that you and
Reese's. Yeah,
our body's used to this.
Well, yeah.
That's a whole different session.
I didn't. Anyway.
You did point. I watched you. No, I'm just kidding.
It's going like this. No, and then finally, every step I got a little bit further, like the weight was not coming off at all. It was very, very slow for me. But I just was like, I'm not going to break this promise because I do feel better. I felt better, and I just kept moving forward. And then within my year anniversary, I lost 100 pounds. So
it's incredible.
And that last 60 came off real quick when I started spinboxing.
So let's recap real quick. Julie talked about 3 days at this conference. Day one was own your present, right? And it was all about perception. And she used the quote from Rachel Hollis, which is, life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. I want you to say that over and over in your head, close your eyes, and just reflect on that for a minute. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening for you. You know, get a pen and paper out and write down what that means to you. And let's talk about what life is happening right in front of your eyes. That's an important thing that I think we overlook it so much, right? We're just going on our daily lives. And we don't fully take in the fact that life is happening for us. You know, we don't fully take in and appreciate all the wonderful things that are happening around our lives. So reflect on that. Number two, own your present, right? And she talks about health. You're doing a reality check of your current health. Each and every one of us can do this. You don't need a doctor to do this. You need a mirror, right? We talked about, a mirror and having that mirror hold you accountable. It's an accountability mirror. You know, do a reality check. Get on the scale. If you don't like the fact that what the scale's telling you, then it's time to take action. What are you fueling your body with? Are you fueling your body for energy, or are you fueling your body for a quick release of happiness, right? They're your decisions. So do that reality check. Do that health check. And not just in looks and appearance. Do that mental check. Make sure you're thinking clearly. Make sure if you have a lot of stress built up and anxiety, talk to somebody. Julie talked about she came back from this conference and has realized that she probably should go and talk to somebody just to release a lot of stress and anxiety that could have been piled up, right? And our brains, they just keep absorbing. Our brains are sponges. We're constantly filling it with information, and eventually we constantly fill it with bad images. We constantly fill it with stress, anxiety, and that adds up, and that affects our mental wellness. So release it, right? And maybe releasing it is talking about it with a professional therapist. And then own your future, right? Choosing a dream, going all in. That's self-explanatory, man. Your life, you only get one shot at it, and go all in, whatever that dream is. Now back to Julie. Here we go.
So I'll just throw this in. One of the things that I've admired about you over the past year and a half now is And I've seen it. I've seen the growth with it over the time. Now here we are having a podcast talking mm-hmm. about your experience in Toronto. Is that you seem to, and it sounds like you had a point in your life where you said, I am changing. Mm-hmm. I am making me a priority. But you talk about health, and you're not just talking about changing your diet. You're not just talking about going to the gym. You're talking about everything that is your health. Mm-hmm. It starts with your mental health, mm-hmm. and then there's the physical health and the eating properly, spiritual. I mean, it's insane. It's so much more than just the one or two things. And I've always admired how you put it all together. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Well, and you're right. It's the mindset, you know, and you guys have already done a couple podcasts, and every single time you guys, I'm listening to it, I'm like, yeah, and this, and guys, this too, like the goals, like journaling, which we were going to talk about at some point. Yeah. And, you know, every day I write down my dreams and five things I'm grateful for the day before. And it might just be a real good cup of coffee. Oh, and it might just be a pair of tube socks, because I love tube socks. Wow. But it's finding something to be grateful for, something small, makes you be grateful for the for many more things.
And once you
right
a Snickers, yeah, sure, if that's
isn't it crazy how that little thing, even though you're like, oh, my tube socks, my Snickers, but it's crazy, like,
it
once you start to appreciate things like that, mm-hmm. and you make it a habit,
right,
how different your mindset is.
Yes.
How incredible is it?
Yes,
it's awesome.
Julie, I think you hit the nail on the head with if your mind's not set, if your mind's not involved in everything that you do, you're not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's with everything we do. And that's where we're back to that, you know, you were talking about therapy, and your mind has to have room to grow. Your mind has to not be so cluttered.
Right.
You know, so.
Absolutely.
Julie lost 100 pounds in just about a year, and in order to do so, she needed to create new habits. Now, creating new habits is never easy and comes with a challenge. And sometimes it comes with failure. All these things happened to Julie, but she accepted it, she took ownership of it, and she made the appropriate changes to accomplish her goal, which is incredible. Other opinions of you when you're going through a change such as that Julie did can sometimes take an effect on you, a personal effect. So Julie talks a little bit about that in the next segment, and I love this statement or this quote, which is, you know, other people's opinion of you is none of your business. Basically meaning they have the right to an opinion. They can say whatever they want, whether it's positive or negative. And it doesn't matter because it's all about you. Who cares what they think of you? Who cares what they're saying about you? You are taking ownership of your lifestyle changes. You are creating a better lifestyle for yourself. And that is all that matters. Listen, everybody's going to have an opinion. And that's where we have to have thick skin and just say, who gives a beep? You know, it is what it is. So Julie's going to get into that as we finish out our conversation with her. Enjoy.
So, and if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit, as you have said many times. You're going to fail, but it's up to you, and it's not anybody else's responsibility. Mm-hmm. To make you get up in the morning, to do the workout, to put the food in your mouth. It's nobody else's fault. So to take ownership of what you're doing was what changed for me. Because it was always, oh, I have to do this because Kyle's working nights. So I can't do this. I can't do that. It's taking the ownership of your own responsibility to make the changes that you need in your life.
Right.
So once I finally did that, which I know sounds a lot easier said than done, and it was a mixture of things for me. I really had to tone people out because people have opinions of what you're doing with your life. And when you tone people out and you stop giving them value to your personal growth, then you will succeed. But when, you know, Pam tells you, oh, you're going to eat the salad today, or you're not going to eat cookies anymore. No, I'm not eating the cookie because the cookie is not benefiting me right now. Maybe someday down the road I can eat that cookie again. And I will. So it's taking ownership of your own self.
It's so easy to make excuses.
Yes.
Right? I mean, with anything we do, anything at all, especially something that's going to be difficult, like mm-hmm. taking control of your life, like you say, like you're doing. Whether it's even you just break it down so easy for everybody listening to it, just going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so easy to be like, oh, well, I got to get the kids from school. Mm-hmm. I got to do A, B, C, and D, you know, and another thing, just ironically, as I'm saying that, that just flashed into my mind was videos that you were posting on Facebook on days where we couldn't work out here, mm-hmm. but you were still like, I'm going to get my 20 minutes in, even if it's not the full 45 spin boxing. You did your video. I'm accountable. Look at me. I'm kicking butt in the office.
Accountability. Absolutely. Oh, phenomenal. Accountability. And you know, I posted those things and I'm like, I'm sure somebody was like, ugh,
no,
here's Julie
it.
Again. But I don't care because, you know, it's for me. It's for my accountability. And it does. It's like, okay, I put that there. I put it out there. I did it. And you know what? Maybe it'll help somebody because I put down in my journal every day, I'm a positive motivation to others. And that is one of my dreams. And that will always be in my journal because that is something I will always want to do because it'll be somebody else I want to be a motivation to. So, yeah.
Writing it down every day puts it right in your face.
Yes.
Right in your face.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned writing it down. I asked you to kind of write some things down as soon as you got back because I knew it was fresh on your mind. And one of the things you wrote down was, stop giving value to the opinions of others who are trying to sabotage your greatness.
Yes.
And we
those
live in
two
such
affirmations.
A world, you know, everybody's always, and everybody's entitled to opinion. They really mm-hmm. are. That's
oh, absolutely. Everybody's going to have an opinion. And I said to you on the phone when we talked, like, you're in 5-star. I don't judge anybody for how they're throwing their punch. How they're moving their body. I'm proud of them.
Right.
But when you walk out of here, there's going to be judgment. And there's going to be people that are giving you their opinion. Or you're going to think that they're giving you an opinion. Don't give it value.
Right. And I'm throwing my name out here. I've been that person.
Yeah.
I've judged others.
Yeah.
And
we all have.
After I read that, I try not to. I really try not to judge others, and I think that I've changed a lot over mm-hmm. the years. I think I was much more judgmental when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, meeting a lot of people through life, mm-hmm. learning their stories,
yep.
learning what they've, their struggles and what they've overcome and what they've achieved and what they've, you know, where they've come from and where they're going, I've learned to realize, just like you said earlier, we walk by people every day. You don't know their story. Who am I to judge anybody? Who is anybody to judge anybody? And if you're going to have any judgment, it better be a positive judgment.
Right.
And, you know, when
and
I read
not,
that,
and if not,
find
really, the positive.
Right.
Like, if you find yourself judging somebody for something, mm-hmm. like, that girl's freaking awesome for being in the gym. She showed up today, and I know she's got this other crap going on, but awesome for her, like, or for him or for whoever. Don't give. And then if you feel it coming from somebody, I had a coworker that every single day when I changed the way I was eating, had something to say about what I was eating. And it really weighed on me when I first started. And then I found that quote of other people's opinion of you is none of your business. And that changed for me. And I said to him, I'm like, when I lose 30 pounds, you're going to quit smoking. And I showed him the day I lost the 30 pounds, and then I found out 6 months later he quit smoking. But he didn't tell me he did.
Right.
But you're creating a positive change to others, too, by just pushing forth and just hold on to your own values.
I love how you're saying to find the good and to find the positive. You know, a mentor of mine one day just put a quote out there, and he said to be a gold digger. You know, what's that mean to you to be a gold digger? And everybody's like, really?
You start singing the song.
Right, exactly. I mean, who doesn't? So, but what he meant was exactly that. You're digging for gold. When you're talking to somebody or when you're working with a student who might be struggling, you are working with that student and you're going to fix their struggles, what they need, but you're going to spend time and you're going to find the gold. You're going to find the positive.
Right.
You're going to be that good finder, that gold digger. I think it's
Yeah, man, it's going to take work.
Yeah.
It's going to take work.
Everything is hard.
You wrote down, you got more?
No, everything is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is going to come easy. 100 pounds was not easy to lose.
Hell no.
It was not easy.
100 pounds is a whole human being.
Yeah.
Well,
and
child, anyway.
Child, at least.
Staff.
Well, some,
or Steph,
Steph,
right?
Yeah. Love you, Steph. but shit's hard. Sorry.
That's
stuff
okay.
is hard.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. Stuff is hard mentally, physically. And in that moment, you're like, I don't want to do this. Just get up and dance. For a second, just give yourself a little like, all right, I'm gonna do it and go.
So
go ahead.
You had an interaction.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
And you almost forgot to even bring it up, so I'll bring it up. You met Dave Hollis.
Oh my god!
So tell us about Dave.
Okay, quick funny story. So
this is Rachel's husband.
Right.
So Rachel's my Oprah. Like if some people met Oprah, they'd probably faint. She's my Oprah, so I didn't ever want to meet her in real person because I would probably faint. But her husband, he's on the path with her. He's just a little bit behind her, but he's coming up with her. And actually, his book came out today. But he is your height. He's hysterical, and he's just. Oh,
she
anyway.
Pointed at Paul.
No. he's about the size of a 12-year-old.
He's Tim's height. But so I was on the first day of Own Your Pass. It was a very emotional day for me. Very emotional day, and I waited till the whole audience left. And I was just sitting in my seat and just kind of wiping away some tears. And one of the women I came with walked up to me. She goes, there's Dave. And he was, like, right by us. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So we went over to him. And that morning, I talked to Kyle on the phone. He's like, do you think you'll meet Rachel? I'm like, no, I wouldn't be able to speak. Like, it right. wouldn't happen. And he's like, what about Dave? And I'm like, I think I'll meet Dave because he's trying to get a picture with everybody. So I walk up to him, and he's like, hey, and I'm like, here's my phone. So he took a picture, and he's like, and he's just looking at me like, you want to carry on a conversation? And I was like, thank you, and I walked away, because I could not speak, because they are literally, they're changing the world. I really right. believe they're changing
absolutely.
The world,
no, that's
because
absolutely.
Even if you don't like them, they're dropping a boulder in the ocean, and they're creating a ripple effect. So, mm-hmm. like, here I am sitting here. I'm throwing out other names. I'm showing people that you can change. And all these other people are showing people you can change in a positive way.
Yeah.
And
carrying on the message. And yeah. that's why we wanted to get you in here
yeah.
right away.
And there's so much more, but.
Right. Three yeah. days worth.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We're doing a 20-minute podcast.
I'm still
right. You're still soaking it in.
Yeah, so.
No, it's awesome. I love you, and I appreciate uh-huh. everything that you do.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Thank you.
I mean, I love you guys.
We both looked at him. We're like, you gonna say anything?
I'm gonna say.
And we just want to get the message out and just remind everybody that we have one chance on this earth, as far as we know, and to live every day to the fullest. And those people who maybe you need to apologize to, those people who maybe you need to forgive, the people in your life who you need or who should know that you love them, tell them. Because as sad and as scary as it is, we don't know, but today could be our last day. This could be the last time we're sitting like this and doing this podcast. You just don't know. So live every day like it's your last day. Love life. Look forward to it. And man, really, just have a blast.
Yeah, you guys have a great week. Live well. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you.